The weather is warming up, which means, well, I think it's what it means, is that snakes are around. To give us some more info on why there's more snakes around in our region at this time of year, Heather from Mackay and Serena Snake Catchers joins me in the studio right now. Now, Heather, as a snake catcher, I feel like you've seen some pretty wild stuff. What's the craziest thing you've ever seen?
The coolest thing I've ever seen was I went to a gazebo. And there was two breeding pythons in the roof of the gazebo on one corner, and then about a metre and a half away from those breeding pythons, there was two common tree snakes that were also breeding.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So it was a bit of a love shack.
Right. A snake love shack.
Yep.
Nice,
yep.
Nice.
Very cool.
Oh, my God. That just, I've literally got goosebumps as you say that. Now, it is the season for snakes to be out and about. So why is that?
So at the moment, it's breeding season.
Right, okay.
Also, they're cutting the cane. It's a bit dry. So all the snakes that were in the cane have to go somewhere. The same as every year. They're not about any more. Mm-hmm. It's just that now, because they're breeding, you tend to see them a little bit more.
Yeah. It's snake getting freaky season.
Oh, it's snake getting freaky season. They're looking for love.
They're looking for love. Now, look, the thought of having a snake in my home absolutely freaks me the hell out. Mm. What do you advise people to do if they do see a snake?
If there's one in your house, call a catcher.
Yeah.
You don't know what it is. You don't want to put yourself at risk. Mm-hmm. So we're trained to, you know, fix that situation. If you see one just in the street or in your garden, you know, they're going to be there. It's it's very normal. We live in Mackay. We're a sugar city. We have snakes.
Yeah.
So the biggest thing is not to panic. If the snake's really close to you, just try and stay as still as possible, because they a lot of them react to movement. So if you stay still, you can scream, yell, whatever you like. They can't hear you. They have no ears.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
They can't hear yelling.
Nope, not at all.
I didn't know that.
Yep, so scream. And that's a great outlet for, like, panic.
Yeah. Now, as a snake catcher, have you ever been bitten by a snake?
Yes.
Ooh, was it a poisonous one?
A venomous one, no.
Oh, my God, a venomous one.
Venomous one, there's a difference.
So it wasn't venomous?
No, no. I've been bitten a few times. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes when you're catching a python or, you know, if it's in an electrical box or something like that, you sort of make a decision where you know you're possibly going to get bitten.
Right.
And because you know it's not a venomous snake, you know, you'd never do it with a venomous snake, but you'll just grab it the way that you wouldn't grab a venomous snake.
Sure. So. Right. Now, do you consider yourself like the female version of Steve Irwin?
No. No, he's way too cool for me.
What made you decide to be like, when I grow up, I'm going to wrangle really venomous, dangerous animals?
Well, you know, I think it's the underdog thing. I really do. I just think so many people hate snakes, and I really think that they're misunderstood.
Right. Look, you're just too kind. They're dangerous. They're just misunderstood.
They are. Do you know, the funniest thing is all the venomous snakes that I've caught, I have been very, you know, all they've wanted to do is get away from me.
Sure.
Yep. And, I mean, pretty much every snake that I catch wants to just get away.
Yeah.
But usually the bitey ones are the little pythons.
Yeah, okay. Mm. And what do you do with the snakes once you catch them? So once you remove them from people's homes, then where do they go?
Usually at bushland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They get released back into the wild.
They get released back into the wild, yep.
Oh, wow. Well, that's been very informative, and I take my hat off to you because it's a job that I would never be able to do. But Heather from Mackay and Serena Snake Catcher, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
You're very, very welcome.